Today is Friday, September 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. Oh my god, that stupid ad. It's National Care for Kids Day. It's Pepperoni Pizza Day. It's National Fried Rice Day. National Tradesman Day. National Punch Day. And also National String Cheese Day. I don't like cheese, string cheese. I like cheese, but sparingly. I don't know. I think it's, I don't like the, I feel like cheese has kind of a lot of cheese has a kind of a plasticky texture. And I'm not talking about the fake American cheese, the cheese processed whatever. I'm talking about even cheddar and, you know, some of the blocks or whatever. For whatever reason, that texture is not appealing to me. It's too thick, and I don't love it. So I pretty much like cheese melted, but even then, only a little bit. Like, I want a slice of cheese on my cheeseburger. Maybe two, if it's a double cheeseburger. And I'm okay with cheese dip, because it's soft. It's like liquidy and creamy instead of being... I just don't like... It's really a texture thing. Also, cheese can be too rich. Like, if you... I can't eat too much cheese. It weighs my stomach down. So, it's kind of like that corn dog I had when we were in California, where it was... They took a skewer, and they put a weenie on the skewer, and then they took a whole cheese stick and threaded it onto that skewer on top of the weenie, and then they breaded the whole thing. So the first half of the corn dog was just a cheese stick, and it wasn't even melty because, as I've described, they let it cool down. The hot guy at the table next to us was just showing off his cheese pull, but I had no cheese pull at all. Anyway, if you like string cheese, go out and have some today. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, because I've kind of covered everything that there is to cover. I did have a little bit of a shopping spree the other day, because I am trying once again, folks. I am trying to get my loyalty points up for American Airlines, because I want to maintain my status next year. And so that it is a thing that every year I have to. So now it's working, because I'm not shopping on Amazon nearly as much anymore. Because I go to this American Airlines shopping site, Advantage eShopping. So weird. AADVANTAGEE. For some reason, there's two E's. Shopping.com. I guess it's e-shopping. And I'm sure other airlines and other companies that offer points systems have something like this as well. But now anytime I want to buy something, I go to this website and I look and see if that thing is available on any of the shops or stores that are partnering with American Airlines. And a lot of times they will give you, because when I buy something on my credit card, I get one loyalty point per dollar. But if I buy it through the American Airlines shopping site, sometimes I can get as much as 5 or 6 loyalty points per dollar. So it's a deal. And usually the prices are similar to what you would pay on Amazon or something like that. So, and a lot of the stores have free shipping now. So it's not, buying things on Amazon is not as much of a, you know, back, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, you really saved money by buying things on Amazon, and especially with the shipping that was free. But now, even with Prime and I get that free 2-day shipping or whatever, most stores now have free shipping. especially if you're over a certain amount of money. But we keep Prime because both Mark and I use it, and we do use Prime Video because, for instance, like right now we're watching Lord of the Rings. We like The Boys. We like Wheel of Time because I read that series, and so we're watching that as well. So there are things on there that we watch. We take advantage of the free shipping, etc. So, you know, we still pay yearly. Maybe one day we'll stop. But anyway, I went on a little bit of a shopping spree because it's my mom's birthday. On Saturday, so tomorrow, as you're listening to this, it's my mom's birthday. I think she's turning 75. She was born in 1949. Can I ask Google, how long ago was September 21st, 1949? It was 74 years, 8 months, and 27 days. So that's weird. She's turning, that's weird. That can't be right because she's literally turning 75 in a day. I guess she's turning 75. But this website says September 21st was 74 years, 8 months, and 27 days ago. But that cannot be correct. Unless there's some kind of weird Julian math going on. But regardless, I guess she's turning 75. Anyway, so I was like, oh, what can I buy mom? And I don't know. I got her a bunch of crap. Look, let's be honest. I don't know what to get my mom. I got her this decorative aromatherapy humidifier thing. Hi, my name is Ray. And I got Mark and I one of these. I found a jack-o'-lantern that it's hard to describe, but it sings, and so there's a projector inside of the jack-o'-lantern, and the front is clear enough that you can't see the projector, but it's translucent enough that they project faces on so it looks like it has an animated face. It's very hard to describe, but it sings, the face changes, it talks to you. I'm pretty sure it's voice or noise activated, but I haven't figured that part out yet. So I bought two of those because I got one for my mom, but I got one for me, for us to put out, you know, for the trick-or-treaters. And then I got a storm glass. It's got some chemical in it that crystallizes when... It's supposed to predict the weather. It's a teardrop storm glass. You can buy them anywhere. It's got a little LED thing at the bottom that lights it up. I thought I could put it on my shelf, maybe behind me when I'm on video or whatever. And I just got that for me. And then I bought her a plant, an Easter lily. That has not come in yet, but she loves Easter lilies. I mean, she likes calla lilies the best, but Easter lily is really close. And I got her something else. I'm trying to think. Oh, no. I got her the jack-o'-lantern, I got her the plant, and I got her the aromatherapy thing. All of these useless gifts. But I don't know what to get my mom. I already got her an iPad 2 years ago. She loves the iPad, but she doesn't need a new one. All she does is color on it. It's not like she needs the latest, greatest iPad to color. She loves it, but she, you know, it's not broken. It's fine. I do need to do some more shopping. I want to replace our printer because our printer has sucked the entire time we've owned it. I was trying to print out my voter registration and it was just nasty, like it, just lines in it and like weird. I've tried calibrating it over and over and over again, putting it on a more stable table, changing out the ink. Nothing works. And it's a Epson, which I think it's Epson or Canon, one of those two. But anyway, it's a Workforce. Is it Canon Workforce or Canon Workforce? Might be Epson. It's Epson. Epson work, and those get really good reviews, but it sucks. And I'm thinking I may just switch to LaserJet because I feel like LaserJet is going to be a smoother, more professional looking print than an inkjet, is how I feel. But maybe I just need to try HP because HP was always good. So anyway, I need to do that. And my vacuum sealer died last night. I use the vacuum sealer so much because I sous vide at least once a week, but sometimes even more than that. And it broke. I was trying to sous vide my filet mignon last night because I'm cooking steak today, and it won't seal anymore. And so that's useless. It'll suck, but it won't seal. So now I'm debating, do I get, because I just had one of the cheapo Nutra whatever brand where you can't do anything liquidy because it sucks all the liquid. But they have those other ones that are more of a chamber that you put the bag in, but they're more expensive. But the main problem is they're bigger. They take up more counter space, and the one I've got right now fits in the drawer, in the island drawer. But if I got one of those other ones, I don't think they'll fit in the drawer. So I'm trying to, but that's another thing I could look at on AA Shopping, AAEshopping.com, AAdvantageEshopping.com even, and see if I get some points. And I bought Mark a very nice birthday present. So a lot of shopping recently. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.